Newmarket Today welcomes letters to the editor at deborah@newmarkettoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Re. Letter to the Editor, Ontario Government Operating as Stealth Organization, March 9, 2023. Your recent letter to the editor by Fran Bozis of Newmarket begs the question, are Newmarket Aurora constituents willing to allow this? Since the last election, I have been seething about Don Gallagher Murphy's stealth appointment as the candidate for former MPP Christine Elliott's position with no opposition, input, or debates. It seems to me that Doug Ford made sure that none of his candidates were allowed to debate. Now he is doing his best to subvert democracy and bulldoze his way through his promises regarding the Greenbelt to doing whatever he wants to satisfy his developer friends who support him financially. Below is a copy of a letter I sent to MPP Gallagher Murphy's office on February 7, 2023, which outlines my concerns. Her office responded that she would answer it later. A staff member did later reply, but with no answers to the questions and completely brushed me off. So in answer to Ms. Bozis' letter, no, we are not. Don and Doug, you've got some splaining to do. Dear Ms. Gallagher Murphy, I note with interest that your campaign far outspent your competitors in your recent election in our local online paper. We were shocked when your candidacy was announced hot on the heels of Christine Elliott's retirement. No process and no way for others to contend for that position. Your riding president even resigned. Then we were further aghast when you declined to attend any of the debates that are held for the electors' benefit to understand the issues and sort out the characters who were running. It became apparent that you were hand-picked and did not wish to engage with your constituents. I contend that none of this is the way a democracy should work, nor indeed the way elections in Ontario are expected to happen. Nonetheless, Doug Ford did not tell the electors that he would try to use part of the Greenbelt, all in an effort to find more housing sites. There are plenty of other sites suitable for immediate construction, so this is a false premise. It does not escape me either that his proposal does not include any really affordable housing. Where are the six-room, three-bedrooms, one-bathroom homes being offered? More million-dollar mansions are not needed. It is about time we addressed the homeless issue in this province. Also distressing is the way a large parcel of land was scooped up by developers a mere month before it was announced to be the site of the new hospital for our region. This issue has been clearly explained in the papers and does not sound like a fair process at all. Seniors suffered greatly during the COVID-19 outbreak, but there still is not a viable solution offered for suitable aging in place in this province, in spite of the fact that a huge percentage of seniors need this option. Dying while locked into a failing institution, lack of nursing care, poor sanitation, isolation and neglect, would not be anyone's first choice. Let's adopt the new federal guidelines to save our seniors. I would hope that you can explain some of this to me. And please tell me why you would like my vote when the next election is called. Ruth Routledge, Newmarket.